This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Donald Trump is expected at a civil fraud trial in New York today, but it doesn't look like he'll be joining in the closing arguments as he had hoped.
Donald Trump will not make his own closing arguments in his New York civil fraud trial Thursday after the judge rescinded permission for it. Trump wanted to take part in the closing arguments along with his lawyers, but they objected to the judge's insistence that the former president stick to relevant matters. Trump, his two eldest sons, and business are being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat. She claims Trump's net worth was inflated by billions to secure loans and get insurance. The leading presidential Republican candidate calls the lawsuit politically motivated. In a pretrial ruling, the judge found Trump committed fraud. He's now deciding how much damages will be and whether Trump can do business in New York. All deny wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
Last night, former President Trump was at a town hall event on the Fox News Channel, and they asked him about something he has said in the past about retaliating against his enemies if he's elected president again.
I'm not going to have time for retribution. We're going to make this country so successful again, I'm not going to have time for retribution. And remember this. Our ultimate retribution is success.
He is the front runner in the Republican contest, but two other GOP presidential hopefuls, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, faced off against each other last night on the debate stage, each calling the other a liar and slamming each other's character and record. A plane carrying Gambia's national soccer team made an emergency landing in Africa after a sudden loss of oxygen during a flight. The coach says the team narrowly escaped death. We're learning that six-time NFL champion Bill Belichick will part ways as the coach of the New England Patriots. The Patriots ended this season 4-13. This is AP News. More layoffs to tell you about. The AP's Donna Warder with this story.
Google has laid off hundreds of employees. The employees worked in Google hardware, voice assistants, and engineering. And the layoffs follow pledges by executives of Google and its parent company Alphabet to reduce costs. A year ago, Google said it would lay off 12,000 employees, or around 6% of its workforce. In a post on X, previously known as Twitter, the Alphabet Workers Union described the job cuts as another round of needless layoffs and said the company cannot continue to fire our co-workers while making billions every quarter. I'm Donna Warder.
Overseas, Microsoft says that it's upgrading its cloud computing service to let customers store all personal data within the European Union instead of having it flow to the U.S., where national privacy laws don't exist. I'm Rita Foley.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.